Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto has never been as celebrated as his second and third, but as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, it has all the things we love about Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff was in his teens when he wrote his first piano concerto in 1891. He premiered the first movement in 1892, but seldom performed the work for nearly 25 years. When he revised it in 1917, he was already famous for his second and third concertos, which are still better known today.
I played Rach 3, Rach 2, and Rachmaninoff Paganini variation.
Pianist Long Long.
And I thought, I need to play Rach 1.
And so Long Long, who'd been playing Rachmaninoff for years, since his hands were big enough to reach those chords, more recently turned to the first piano concerto.
This piece is so beautiful.
It's dramatic and dreamy.
Dreamy in the same time. It's a double D, yeah. Rachmaninoff is all about these emotions, about this most passionate heart. And his music can be also kind of a sad in a way, you know. But in the end of the day, his music has such a warmth to a musician's heart and to the audience spirit. He has this very strong connection to people.
Rachmaninoff recorded the 1917 version of his first piano concerto in 1941 with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.